What is up, guys, and welcome back to the Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast. It is Monday again. Actually, it is Monday. It's like 12:48 a.m., so good morning to anybody and everybody outside the world. Today is actually going to be a short podcast due to not a lot of PlayStation news this week. There is a lot of Destiny stuff, actually, and a lot of Destiny stuff with PlayStation that was going on that you guys might have heard of already. PlayStation 4 has been having errors, and just a lot of stuff going on. But you guys know the structure of this podcast. I'll talk about the news later. Right now, related to the news, I'm actually writing for the Radford newspaper right now, the Tartan, and I just finished writing a 2,000-word piece on a presidential open forum that we had, and it was all factual. It was one of the first, like, only factual things, because I write for most of the news stuff, and it was, like, one of the only firsts of many upcoming news pieces that I don't really add an opinion in and let you form an opinion yourself about what I report, which is kind of cool, even though I like adding my opinion due to a lot of video game stuff and a lot of cool stuff happening there. And sorry about any of the noise in the other rooms. That's just due to I'm living in a dorm, obviously, if you guys have been keeping up with the podcasts. But, yeah, the newspaper is doing great. They want me to do layout and editing, which is really cool. Revamp our newspaper because, obviously, some of the you guys don't know this, but if you go onto the rutartan.com website, that is a little bit outdated, and the symbols on the newspaper is kind of blurry, and they just want an overall update of the whole entire magazine, which they want my help with that. I thought that was really cool. I'm definitely going to move on with that and keep working hard and keep adding to new stuff and helping out the media center in Radford. Like to get on. Maybe I like to do some a little bit of marketing. Maybe that'd be kind of cool to get that little interest in, because I do that already with my channel and my blog and podcast and whatnot. But that'd be pretty cool to start doing. I also have been having a lot of meetings with my professors. The professors have been pretty awesome. All my professors are pretty awesome. They've been working with me, and I've introduced myself all to them. And if you give them your time, they'll give you theirs. Absolutely. That is one necessity that everybody needs to know. Like, meet your professors. That is something you guys got to do. And yeah, I'm getting connections. I'm talking to professors. I'm getting to know them, and they're getting to know me, which is actually a good thing, because it really helps me find connections and find places to do and put my stuff in to get my portfolio, because the whole idea of this is to get a job at, like, IGN or GameSpot or Polygon or whatnot. Getting a job doing that would be incredible, and just building that portfolio and keep working at it will definitely help me. They're gonna need, and hopefully they'll need a writer in 4 years. I hope this is something's gonna change, and I hope there's some open positions, because that would be amazing, because I plan on graduating college, and that would be freaking amazing if I can get a job there. But also, I've been writing a lot of essays, and I have one page essay and then a two page essay. Rephrase that. I have a one page essay for theater, for film class, and then I have a Then I have a two-page essay due for my comms class, my comms 130 class, communications class, and then I have just a 200-word thing, which is easy to do, journal for my university class, which is just going to be easy. And I also like to mention Instagram. If you don't follow me on Instagram, do that on Dylan's Legos. I try to take some nice, great pictures and then edit them a little bit with this app I use, Avery, I think it's called. It's on the Google Play Store. I don't think it's on Apple. But what I'm planning on doing that with Instagram is I plan on updating every day at like 5 o'clock a picture, and then just free writing on it, and on the laptop, and then I transfer it over to Google Drive, copy and paste it, and it's pretty simple. But that is what I plan to do with that: just start free writing on my Instagram just for daily practice. Because that is actually a nice idea I found out, and a very easy thing. I also take good pictures with it, so you have a funny picture. You have a picture with it with like a funny caption, and then underneath is my free writing, and then maybe a call out or two to something, what I'm doing or anything that I plan on doing. Because a lot of the stuff is trying to connect and connecting people, and trying to find new ways and new things, and trying to keep everything up to date and trying to keep everything new and fresh, which is the whole goal. But it's surrounded of video games, which is not a bad thing at all. Also, want to tell you guys, I want to try this out. It's a new thing. Send in things. I have a P.O. box, but I'm not posting that yet. But send in things like questions and things you want to talk about on the podcast that's related to video games. It doesn't have to be PlayStation, but is related to video games. Or if you want my opinion on something related to video games, I'll definitely give you my best opinion I possibly can, or best known knowledge of whatever your question is related to video games. But definitely send that in. There is in the description. The description is filled out to the brink. It's all filled out. So like, if you want to contact me anywhere, I'll get in touch as quick as possible. I get notifications all the time, and I'll definitely not miss out on yours. So definitely email me if you have any questions about video games, like top of my head, women in video games, first person shooters, are they getting too boring or old, Destiny questions, anything you have on your mind, email me them, message me them. I don't know, you can tweet at me, Dylan's Legos. You can do whatever you want. Just send me out messages. And I would like to go over the holidays for today for all you happy suckers out there listening to my Monday morning PlayStation podcast. I want to start my own business day. That's awesome. I'm on top of it day. I'm definitely on top of this today. It's freaking 12:56. Libraries Remember Day. I don't know what that means. Make Your Bed Day. I actually have made my bed every day, which is kind of weird. I guess it's because I'm living by myself. I like to keep my stuff clean, so I make my bed, which even my mom should be happy about that. But National Boss Day / Employee Exchange Day, which, I don't know, you're transferring employees? No more employees? Employees Exchange Day, that doesn't make any sense. National Day of Service and Remembrance. Thank you, everybody. National Emergency Responders Day, that's a good one. National Hot Cross Bun Day. I do not know what that means. What is a hot cross bun? National No News is Good News Day. That's one I like. I'm going to put a star next to that one. No News is Good News Day. So, if there's no news today, it's a good news day. Patriot Day, Remember Freedom Day, and Women's Baseball Day is today. Women's Baseball Day. Yeah, I don't know what to say about that, but it's not no offense to women, but it wouldn't be softball. Baseball Day, I really don't know. I'm really confused about that day. But in case you guys didn't know, this is the Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast. And I'm Dylan Lepore. In case you guys didn't know, I'm Dylan Lepore, and this is the Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast. Each and every week on Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time, a new podcast is released on YouTube and other podcasting services. Find the MP4 on YouTube at youtube.com/C/DylanLepore, and find the MP3 on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/C_Lepore. Also, we're on iTunes. You can find me on iTunes by searching my name, by searching the podcast, maybe even searching Dylan's Legos. You can find the podcast, and also the podcast is also available on Google devices. So just because it's on the iTunes store, it also is on the Google podcast app. So if you have a Google device, it doesn't matter. SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Google devices with podcasting app, it works. Trust me, I've tried it. Next up, if you want to throw me a couple bucks, head on over to youtube.streamlabs.com/DylanLepore. It helps me keep this channel running and helps me pay for my SoundCloud subscription, which is necessary to keep this podcast running. So thanks for everybody that is donating. And remember, you can always donate. It's not required, but it is awesome if you do that, and I'll definitely give you a shout out if you do. Like, just like my dad donated me $20. I was like, thank you, Dad. Thanks for donating me $20. I don't know if he'll hear this podcast, but thank you anyway. And this is, yeah, like again, I said, this might be a pretty short podcast, so there's not a lot of PlayStation news, but there is a lot of Destiny news, but it's also Destiny and PlayStation related news. I don't know why there was not a lot of stuff released about PlayStation, but usually the week is pretty packed, but this is I guess this is a pretty slow week, but we do have a lot of video games out that are releasing, and also I want to talk about Knack 2 before I end the podcast. So without further ado, let's get on with the news. Destiny 2 ranks up 1.2 million players online. And that's not even on the PC for another month. So who knows what else, what bigger range, because, you know, PC's like, PC Master Race. Yeah, screw that. Destiny 2 is the latest game with a concurrent user figure more than 1 million. Bungie toted more than 1.2 million joined the game yesterday morning. So this was September 9th that they recorded that. 1.2 million concurrent players. Thank you all so much. This is a tweet they sent out. Thank you all so much for playing, Guardians. Right now, Destiny 2 has over 1.2 million concurrent players online. We'll see you in the wild. Bungie, September 9th. 2017. It's noteworthy that this is a console figure only. Destiny 2's PC launch date is still more than a month away, October 24th. Players Unknown Battleground, which is still in early access, went over 1 million concurrents at the end of the week and is still holding that position, well above the concurrents of Valve's made Dota 2 and Counter-Strike Global Offense. Who knows what will happen at the end of October? It's tough to tell if the obsession with Destiny 2 will take hold in the same kind of numbers after more than a month on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. The first game didn't launch on PC, of course, so it's not like there is anything to compare it to. The PC edition will not support mods either, which crosses off a big appeal of players on that platform, which I'm perfectly fine with. That isn't unprecedented. It just happens to be two big name games catching fire at the same time. League of Legends has boasted of an 8-figure daily active user count for about 5 years now. Minecraft has been seen Microsoft has seen million player days too. Overwatch recorded more than 7 million players in its first week and went over 30 million early this year. Though that is the lifetime population of games in Overwatch, not concurrent or daily. So Destiny has concurrent or daily 1.2 million players, active players, which is incredible. It's true that we hear this news it's true that we hear this news manually when a studio is proud of its work. No shame in that. And publishers, particularly Activision, has bragged about players' numbers to their investors in lieu of going on the record with sales data for a few years now. But it's safe to assume Destiny 2 has made a nice chunk of cash not even a week into its launch and is looking at more over the next 6 weeks as the PUBG. What the heck is going to happen when that thing comes out of early access the end of this year and then launches on Xbox One next year? And that's Player Underground, Player Unknown's Battleground. What the heck is going to happen when that thing comes out of early access? Nobody knows. But this was an article from Polygon. And so that is pretty cool. 1.2 million concurrent players active on September 9th. Bungie tweeted that out. That is incredible, and it can go anywhere. It can literally go anywhere, and the money they've made this in the first week is stellar. It'll be Bungie's first week on the 12th, I think. Yeah, it's either Monday the 12th. Yeah, no, scratch that off. It's actually Wednesday will be the first week when it hits, so that's when the raid comes out, I believe. But Destiny 2, Xur's Return, raid start time, and more confirmed. Destiny 2's launch, this is an article from GameSpot, Destiny 2's launch this week is just the beginning. As you'd expect, there's a lot more content and activities coming, including quite a bit of fresh material this month. As part of Bungie's newest blog post, the studio shared a schedule of Destiny 2's first month activities, which includes the Inverted Spire strike on September 12th, followed by the mysterious, I want to say this right, Leviathan raid on September 13th. Later in that week, on September 15th, Destiny 2's Trials of the Nine event kicks off. On that same day, the exotic dealer Xur arrives to sell his wares. Unfortunately for those expecting to see him today, there's another week to wait. You can see everything coming in Destiny 2 during its first month in the image below. You can see the image on my Twitter feed at Dylan's Legos. I said you should retweet it or at least download it and keep that on your feed or keep it on your phone so you can be aware of when the dates hit. Looking ahead to October, Bungie will add even more new activities, one of which is the Iron Banner multiplayer event. Not only that, but it sounds like a change is coming to the Leviathan raid, as Bungie says you'll have new ways to have your new ways to have your prestige tested. And there's also, guided games. They're doing guided games when the Leviathan raid actually hits on September 13th, a week from that, they're doing a guided games tour for that. They'll activate guided games, which will be interesting, and I don't know how that will actually work, but that would be interesting. So I'm going to repeat the dates, and also you can check the Twitter image I sent or find it anywhere else if you just try hard enough to look. Nightfall, Inverted Spire Nightfall is the 12th, Leviathan Raid, 13th, Trials of the Nine, the 15th, with Xur coming that day too. So remember those dates, and let's move on. Destiny 2 is getting PS4 errors, crashes, and cabbage errors, but Bungie isn't on it. No, this is a article from COG Connected. So this is where the PlayStation news comes in with Destiny. Destiny 2 hammered by bugs, but Bungie is on it. Yesterday we told you about the first expansion for Destiny 2 that had been leaked by the Xbox Store. Today Bungie announced on Twitter that it's currently investigating several Destiny 2 issues. More specifically, the issues on PlayStation 4 include cabbage error codes and crashes. Bungie has updated its list of known issues to add some commonly reported problems that players have been experiencing across all platforms. Here is a rundown of the issues, and that includes the new ones as well. Here's some emergent errors, cabbage errors. We are investigating player reports of cabbage errors codes. For specific updates on that issue, please stay tuned to their Bungie thread at forums. You can find them on their forums. PS4 Pro crashes. We are aware of reports of some PS4 Pro players encountering crashes and are working with our partners to investigate the issue. Pre-order items and content packages. We are aware of player reports describing some items not being granted to players who believe they are eligible for access. We are working with other partners to determine the behavior of these content packages and identify any issues which may be incurring. Quests. Mida Multitool. We are actively investigating the issue where Mida Multitool is not properly sent to the postmaster when completing the Enhance quest. Please ensure you have multiple inventory slots available in the energy weapons category to prevent this issue from occurring. Other destination quest rewards, such as the Man O' War Liner Fusion Rifle, may be similarly affected. User interface. Interrupted gear dismantling. Gear dismantling is interrupted when Destiny 2 detects input from another button on the controller. Players with stuck/sticky buttons, drifting thumbsticks, or intermediate wireless connectivity from their controller may be prematurely interrupted when attempting to dismantle gear. Players who believe they are encountering an issue that is preventing them from successfully dismantling their gear should ensure that their controller is in good condition and is functioning properly. So get those cheesy fingers off your freaking controllers, guys. Take care of your crap. Another news article from VG247. Destiny 2 players are mad about shaders being a single-use item now. I'm kind of mad about that, too. And then in this article, Bungie describes why they did that, which I kind of do not like. If there's one thing Destiny 2 players can't stop talking about, it's that the way you acquire shaders have been changed for the worse. Shaders are one of the ways you can customize armor in Destiny. Attaching them to a piece of gear changes its color. In Destiny 2, the system was expanded to allow mixing and matching them for different results, which is a great improvement. However, there's one problem. They are now single-use items. In Destiny 1, acquiring a shader meant owning it forever, and you were able to attach and remove it from gear anytime you wanted. In Destiny 2, once a shader is attached to an item, you can't remove it and attach it to another piece of gear. A part of this massive change to how shaders work, they've efficiently been transferred from a rare but permanent drop to a somewhat common consumable. You don't have to look far to see how frustrated players are with this change. There are several threads on the game's very popular subreddit. One of them even has over 36,000 upvotes. Players believe this was done to encourage spending real money on bright engrams, loot boxes that include a large assortment of items, including shaders. You'll also get shaders as random drops in bundles of 3 or 5. People like to custom people like, so this is a direct quote, people like to customize their characters. Some people, myself included, like to do so frequently and experiment with different looks. If you're burning through shaders, you can't tinker with your appearance at will, one player explained. Destiny 2 contains so many qualities of life improvements, but this makes no sense. The only possible reason to make them single use is to sell them via Eververse. A step too far, in my opinion. Sucks having something we had being taken away. Another player mentioned. One player suggested that the new system takes the worst thing about chroma and mixes it with shaders. The message is clear. Shaders as consumables items was a misfire on Bungie's part. Even if the game hands shaders out generously, they still feel previous, and it may push players to only save them for the very end game when you have your desired gear. And so that is the end of that article, which I kind of hate too, honestly. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. Like, I can't mix and match. I can't tinker. Like the person said, I can't tinker with them, which I really liked. I liked, what does this shader look like? Go back to this shader. What does this shader look like? Go back to this shader. Comparing shaders and contrasting and being willing to able to use it once. I do not know if there's a preview option yet. They haven't mentioned anything about it. I haven't heard anything. Again, I'm getting Destiny 2 today. It's being finally dropped off here at my college, the physical collector's edition. So look out for a unboxing of that on my YouTube channel. And my mom also sent some goodies, she said. So I'm pretty excited for that freaking... physical collector's edition, because I pre-ordered that months ago, and I can't wait for it. But that is it for the news, and now we're getting into the new game releases. Now, I won't be reading them all, and this is definitely a short podcast, so we'll see where this goes. But new releases week of the 12th, 2017. Baja Edge of Control HD, PS4 digital and retail out September 14th. Bloody Zombies, PS4, PSVR digital. Butter and Friends Babysitter Sim, PS4 digital. Dishonored, Death of the Outsider, PS4 digital and retail. So this is, you can pick this up retail too, like you can pick up the Lost Legacy Uncharted retail, which is kind of cool that they have a separate disc for it. So it's a completely big expansion. That was the bathroom, sorry if you heard that. But this is out September 15th. From the award-winning developers at Arkane Studios comes Dishonored: Death of the Outsider, the first standalone adventure in the critically acclaimed Dishonored series. Bad butt supernatural assassin and take on the role of a notorious Billy Lurk as she reunites with her mentor Dowd in order to pull off the greatest assassination ever conceived. That sounds pretty cool. Dream Break, PS4 digital. Dream Break is an adventure set in a alternative post-Cold War USSR, a quirky and unique mix of clashing gameplay genres. Get over here. That's obviously a play on Mortal Kombat. PS4 digital. Get Over Here is a fast-paced battle arena game. Choose one of the 12 over-the-top characters and get ready to finish your enemies. Get over here. Happy Dungeons, PS4 digital. Inside Limbo, double pack. Play on words there. You're inside Limbo. So there's a double pack releasing for Inside and Limbo, and this is retail. only retail PS4. Two of the most critically acclaimed 2D puzzle platformers of all time come to retail. So get inside, go inside Limbo. Maze, M-A-I-Z-E, PS4 digital. Manifest 99, PSVR digital. Manifest 99 is an ominous and eerie PSVR story set on a train rumbling through the afterlife. Accompanied by a murder of crows and four mysterious travel companions, you must uncover the reason why they and you are on this train traveling into the great beyond. NASCAR Heat 2, PS4 digital and retail. Nope. NBA Live 18 PS4 digital retail out September 15th. NHL 18 PS4 digital and retail out 9/15. Again, lots of sports games. Planet of the Eyes, obviously a ripoff of Planet of the Apes. PS4 digital. Pro Evolution Soccer 2018 PS4 and PS3 digital. Samurai Shodown V Special PS4 PS Vita digital. Herald as one of the most balancing fighting games ever created by SEK. Samurai Shodown V Special is finally releasing in its original uncensored form on PS4 and PS Vita. Live by the katana. Die by the katana. Time Recall PS4 digital. Tooth and Tail PS4 digital. Transcripted PS4 digital. And Trulon the Shadow Engine PS4 digital. VR Carts PSVR digital. The Checkered Flag is about to drop on a new PSVR racing experience. Get in the driver's seat of your own customized cart and race against other players. So every system needs a, you can think of PSVR as a separate system. Every system needs a cart game, a good cart game. Every system has a cart game. If you play Xbox 360, you know the Burger King cart games. That is a old, oh my god, I can't even believe I brought that back. There's a cart game coming to PSVR, so try that out and let me know what you think. Now, I'm going to say this right. YS, what is that, 13, Lacrosma of Adana, PS4, PS Vita, digital and retail. Y is a return with a brand new adventure for the first time in 8 years. Watkins shipwrecked in Standard on a cruise island. There he and the other shipwrecked passengers he rescues from a village to challenge fearsome beasts and mysterious ruins on the isolated island. Yeah, so that's something that's coming out. But I said I wanted to talk about Knack 2 before I ended the podcast, and this is a short podcast. I'm sorry, guys. This is not that much news this week. And if you guys send me in stuff, I'll definitely talk about them. So that includes friends, family, anybody could literally send me stuff, and as long as it's a question video game related, I'll go in depth in it as much as I can, and I'll definitely talk about it, so keep in touch. But Knack 2, it has been getting around 70-75%. That is really good, actually. I consider that to be kind of good. It's 70. It's not trash. It's not everything 70 below is trash. It's pretty good, and so I'm pretty proud. I need to play the demo. It's out now. It was out before Knack 2 even released, but I really need to play the Knack 2 demo. Really need to finish Knack. But one of the complaints I've been hearing is that some of the puzzles can be a little bit too hard because it's very co-op based. Which is hard for us single-player gamers. So, yeah, that's one of the complaints, but overall the game has been doing great. It's stellar. It builds on the combat system, and I guess it's not as hard anymore. Again, I haven't played it fully yet, but I'm definitely going to buy that game because I want to keep that genre alive, that type of genre alive, that mascot type genre, like I think of Spyro, Crash Bandicoot. I want to keep that alive. So that is pretty cool. My roommate just moved. But man, I hope you guys enjoy this podcast, and I hope you guys enjoy the sound of my voice. But I'm always trying new things, and I like talking to you guys. To you guys, comment down below. Let me know what you think. Ask questions again. You can also ask questions in the YouTube comments or the SoundCloud comments, or send me an email. You can even tweet at me, send me a Facebook message on my Facebook page, not my profile. And yeah, in case you guys didn't know, I'm Dylan Lepore, and this is the Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast. Each and every week on Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time, a new podcast release on YouTube and other podcasting services. Find the MP4 on YouTube at youtube.com/C/DylanLepore, and find the MP3 on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/Dylan_Lepore. Also, I'm on iTunes, like I keep mentioning. If you want to throw me a couple bucks, head on over to youtube.streamlabs.com/Dylan Lepore. It helps me keep this channel running and helps me pay for my SoundCloud subscription, which is necessary to keep this podcast running. So thanks for everybody that is donating, and please donate. It's not necessary, but it's very helpful that you guys donate. It helps, again, helps me keep this podcast running, and allows me to make money to live. And you guys can also help provide for this podcast, because it's in a separate account. So thank you guys. I enjoy doing this. I enjoy playing video games. I enjoy writing about video games. I enjoy making videos about video games. So thank you again. And this is Dylan Lepore signing off. Bye.